The Watertown Goslings getting ready for the 102nd meeting with Beaver Dam on Friday night for homecoming in Watertown, a game you can hear on ESPN-BD and watch on Daily Dodge TV. We're going to bring in Goslings head coach Alex Krogan right now. Coach, just overall, just what are your thoughts on the Goslings through six games this year?
You know, I'm proud of a lot of things that we've done. You know, there's been a lot of change, and the kids have really taken it in stride. And are doing everything that we ask. You know, they compete hard every day, and there's been a couple games that didn't go our way, but can't fault their effort at any point. So we're really proud of our kids and proud of how they've competed this year.
Coach, how much different is what you're doing this year compared to what they had been doing under Coach Camrath the last decade plus?
Offensively, it's a little bit different, you know, just a little bit more emphasis on running the football and having that ground attack. Defensively, evenly, I changed from what we wanted to do last year. You know, just trying to fit our kids a little bit better with you know, what they do well and how we can attack teams on that side of the ball as well. So, you know, things are changing and we just do our best every day to put our kids in the best position to be successful.
You know, looking at your stats, like you said, normally you see it by this time of year, passing yards are a lot more prevalent than rushing. Because you've actually rushed for more yards than you passed for this year. I mean, is that a big adjustment for the kids?
Yeah, well, and I think the offensive line really enjoys, you know, strapping up and you know, going downhill and trying to move people instead of sitting back and you know, picking up blitzes all day long. So I think that's enjoyable for them, you know, and we're trying to get different guys the football in different ways. And, you know, it's a work in progress for us. We haven't perfected anything yet. But I really like, you know, the direction that we're headed, and I like the buy-in that the kids have given us, and putting an emphasis there has been great.
Coach, how about your QB? Pretty dynamic quarterback, don't you, in Davis Cash, and he can run and throw. Just kind of talk about what he brings to your team.
Yeah, first off, just a great kid, incredible leader, you know, does everything that anyone's ever asked, and, you know, athletically is really talented, can run the ball, like you said. Had a couple games where he's had some huge rushing games, and then, you know, throwing it when we need to. And that's kind of what we're looking for him to do is, you know, be another running back almost, and then the ability to sit back and throw the ball and throw it well when that's called for, you know. And we try to not put ourselves in too many situations that, you know, it's third and long or anything where we're dropping back. But when it's needed, you know, asking him to step up and make plays like that is what we're looking for.
How about Malik Mitchell as well in the backfield besides Davis? He's got over 300 yards rushing. Kind of talk about his presence on your team.
Yeah, we're trying, you know, try to get Malik the ball in space and let him go to work. He's an incredible athlete, one of the best probably in the conference, just with the way he moves. You know, it's just how many ways can we get him the ball besides just turn and handing it to him? Can we flare him out? Can we have him be a receiver and get him to him that way? You know, any way that we can get him the football and let him go to work. You know, he's been great out of the backfield, but he's also been fantastic as a kick returner. Him and Brady Crane do a great job, usually giving us pretty good field position, which is huge for our offense.
Coach, I'm looking at the numbers here. Caden Holden's got four interceptions on D this year already.
Yeah, he had three in one game against Waukesha South. But he's been a guy we can kind of lean on and say, you know, hey, go out there and take care of business, and then we'll play 10-on-10. So he's been fantastic defensively and offensively. Plays both sides of the ball, plays a lot of snaps. Same with Alex David. He's played a lot of snaps offensively and defensively. As a receiver and defensive back as well. So those guys are huge impact players on both sides of the ball.
Do you run a lot of your kids up both ways, Coach?
They all practice both ways. You know, we try to have as close to 22 starters as we can, but, you know, sometimes when you have really dynamic athletes, you just want to get them on the field as much as you can, you know, as much as they're able to play and have the energy to play. We want to maximize that, and they want to maximize it for their team as well. You know, they want to be out there a lot of our kids want to be out there every snap, offensively, defensively, it doesn't matter. So kind of reining them back in, saying like, hey, it's okay to get a rest every once in a while is important.
Talking with Watertown football coach Alex Krogan on ESPN Beaver Dam. Coach, Beaver Dam coming to town, the 102nd meeting. You had a couple years off, you know, but you've had some spirited matchups the last couple years. Does your squad look at this as a rivalry game?
I do. I think I love playing Beaver Dam. I think it's a great matchup for both of our schools. You know, I just the history of it, especially for us, it's homecoming this week, and you know all the excitement that's around that. I think there's a lot of buzz about it, and I think it's a great opponent. You know, they're a great program, and Coach Lindy's got the squad rolling this year. They got a great team. You know, I'm really happy for everything that they're accomplishing and kind of, you know, being our other, representative kind of moving over to the East Central, you know, proud of what they've done as well in the new conference and, you know, excited to, you know, get that matchup going on Friday night and kind of see where we stack up.
Coach, you're moving to the East Central. Just are you a guy that likes, you know, prepping against new teams, you know, and obviously you're seeing a few of them in the East Central. Do you like getting the juices flowing, trying to break down film on unfamiliar opponents?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You're playing different teams, and it's different breakdowns and all that stuff, and, you know, different tendencies from coaches. But I think so many teams change year to year based on their kids. You know, and I think every good coach would say, you know, we're not going to try to just do one thing if that's not what our kids are good at. So even Beaver Dam, you know, we've been playing them, you know, I've had a scout for them for 8 years or whatever it is. And each of the 8 years it's a different, you know, cause they have a different, personnel and they run different things. And, you know, obviously teams have some identities, but every year their tendencies change a little bit and you look for, ways that you can attack that version, you know, of your opponent.
Well, Coach, what are some keys to the victory if you want to send the homecoming crowd home happy on Friday night?
I think we just got to execute, and we've kind of lacked that a little bit in the past couple weeks. You know, we just need to read our keys, do our jobs, and you know, play physical. They're going to be a physical team. We got to match that intensity, match that physicality. And whatever happens, happens. And if we do what our job is after 48 minutes, you know, you hope that you have more points on the scoreboard. But you can't let the circumstances dictate how you play each play. And we got to go out there and do what we can for every snap. And after the 125, you know, snaps that we have throughout the night, just hope that we got a bigger number.
Coach Krogan, I appreciate the time. Good luck on Friday night, and we'll see you on Daily Dodge TV and ESPN. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. We'll see you Friday.